The trial of a former British soldier who was in Derry on Bloody Sunday in 1972 and who is charged with murder will begin today at Belfast Crown Court. 13 people, all men and boys, were shot dead at a civil rights protest in the city on January the 30th that year. A 14th man died later from his injuries. A campaign to repudiate the findings of an original discredited inquiry into the events saw the Savile Tribunal established, and its report, published in 2010, found that none of those who died was posing any threat to the soldiers. Our Northern correspondent Conor McCauley joins us now from Belfast. Conor, this is Soldier F. He's been given anonymity. His case has been a long one in getting to this point today. Will you tell us about it?
Good morning, Audrey. Yes, well, it's 53 years since the events of that terrible day in Derry City. As you said in the introduction there, 13 civil rights protesters were shot dead on the 30th of January 1972, a 14th that died later. They had been fired on by members of the Parachute Regiment after an anti-internment rally in the city. A public inquiry established by the UK government, the Savile Inquiry, which reported in 2010, said that none of those shot had posed a threat. It said that soldiers had displayed a lack of discipline and fired indiscriminately into the crowd. The UK government apologised in the House of Commons that same day. A total of 17 soldiers were reported for potential prosecution after a police investigation, but the Northern Ireland Public Prosecution Service decided that evidence against 16 of them was not sufficient to produce a reasonable prospect of a conviction. But in one case, that of Soldier F, they decided the evidence did meet the threshold for prosecution, and so Soldier F faces trial today in Belfast.
What's he charged with?
Well, the Savile Inquiry report found that Soldier F had been involved in the shooting up to four of the fatalities of Bloody Sunday. But the threshold for prosecution in a criminal case is higher than for a finding in a public inquiry. So Soldier F is charged with only two murders, those of William McKinney and James Ray, and the attempted murder of five other people. Those particular killings happened in Glenfada Park in the Bogside. Now, if listeners have visited the Free Derry Museum in the city, it's in the courtyard of those maisonette flats that those men were shot. You can actually still see the bullet holes in the wall there. Soldier F will appear in Court 12 in Belfast this morning to face those charges, which he denies. And as you said at the outset, he has been granted anonymity by the court.
So how is the case likely to proceed, Conor?
Well, this is day one. We're likely to hear the prosecution opening, as well as that Bloody Sunday families will walk a short distance to the court complex in Belfast. The trial is due to start in Court 12 at 10 a.m. It's likely to be there's likely to be a lot of media interest. We're also likely, I think, to see supporters of Soldier F at the court. This case has become a cause célèbre to those opposed to the prosecution of former British soldiers in Troubles-related cases. Quite early on in this case, I think the judge will be asked to rule on the admissibility of some statement evidence which could prove central to the conduct of the case. So we could see a couple of days of activity followed by a delay while the judge makes up their mind about whether that evidence can in fact be introduced. And this is a so-called diplock court, so the judge is sitting in absence of a jury.
And like all legacy cases associated with the Troubles, Conor, different families wanted different things. Some were happy without cases going to court. Others wanted justice through the courts. What is the reaction from the wider families there in Derry today?
Well, you're absolutely right. There was a difference in terms of what various families wanted, and I suppose that's understandable when you get a large number of families like this coming together in pursuit of a common cause of justice. The Bloody Sunday Trust is an organisation which was set up in 1992 to campaign for justice for Bloody Sunday families. Its chair is Tony Doherty. His father, Patrick, was one of those shot dead on Bloody Sunday, and he spoke to my colleague, Barry Gallagher.
What we have said for years as the Bloody Sunday group of families is that a victory for one is a victory for all. It's a murder trial. It's what we had set out to do as families when we began the campaign in 1992. Bringing around prosecutions was one of the sort of three core objectives. So today is that day. Bloody Sunday happened in 1972. There was never any criminal investigation into why 14 men and boys were killed in the streets of Derry that day. The police never visited our door, nor any of the other doors of the 13 hours. So a lot of this could have been done had there been equality before the law in the north, unfortunately, but we're glad that it's finally here.
And you spoke there 53 years. It seems to be a very hard-fought victory.
Well, it always is when our generation came of age in the 1980s. We realised that either we had to do something about it because the state was never going to do anything about it. And it was down to basically a hard slog of seeking support for the just causes of us as families. It was a difficult time, I have to say, and we were often ignored in the early days, in the early 1990s, but it actually took a ceasefire for people to realise that certain things that happened up north, which were fundamentally wrong, but it should never have taken that. It should never have taken that long.
The trial is now out of the family's hands. When the trial does end, whatever way it goes, what does the next chapter look like for the Bloody Sunday families?
Well, I suppose nobody can really see that far. When we began the campaign in 1992, we couldn't see past the following week. And in a sense, we're still in that position. Time is moving on. There's a whole generation of the older family members who have passed away, and many of them didn't see any modicum of justice at all. But if we as a families group feel that there hasn't been justice, well, it's probably not the end of the Bloody Sunday justice campaign.
53 and a half years later, a soldier goes on trial for murder in Derry on Bloody Sunday. That trial starting today in Belfast. And that was Tony Doherty, whose father, Paddy, was one of the 13 shot and killed on that day in Derry in 1972, talking to our reporter, Barry Gallagher. It's 8:22.